Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. It's 45 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump immunity ruling. I'm Sherry Preston. The D.C. Court of Appeals has ruled that former President Donald Trump does not have blanket immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken while in the White House. In Washington, the latest from ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The three-judge panel categorically rejects Trump's claim of immunity, saying it would, quote, collapse our system of separated powers by putting a former holder of the presidency, quote, above the law for all time thereafter. That's an outcome the appeals judges say they cannot accept, and one for which there is no functional justification. Trump now has two routes of appeal here. He can go to the full D.C. Circuit Court of 11 judges and ask them to hear the case. They can decline to take it up. He can also go directly to the Supreme Court, which can also decline to take it up.
This marks the second time in as many months that judges have said no to Trump's immunity arguments and held he can be prosecuted for actions while in the White House and in the run-up to January 6th. This is ABC News. Britain's prime minister saying that King Charles's cancer was caught early. Buckingham Palace not saying what kind of cancer it is, but he has begun outpatient treatment for it. Country music losing a crossover star to cancer.
Toby Keith had 20 number one hits. His success was not limited to the country chart.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
His 2002 duet with Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses, cracked the Billboard Top 40. Keith was an outspoken supporter of military members. He courted controversy at times. He announced in 2022 he was diagnosed with stomach cancer. He died Monday. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Two more ships attacked by drones in the Middle East, apparently fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen. No major damage in either of the attacks. And new warnings for more than half of Americans who still haven't gotten a flu shot. The flu is ramping up. Health officials say a second wave of influenza is hitting the country, primarily in the Midwest and to the South. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Greeley Signs and Graphics is your locally owned in-town sign company that's easy to get to at 1209 Highway 14 East. Greeley Signs and Graphics is your award headquarters, too. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, and awards, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics, Highway 14 East across from Rockwell Automation. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up on the web at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1204. Our forecast calls for sun mixing with some high clouds gradually, otherwise spring-like with a high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 31, and tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and staying warm with a high of 52. Currently in Richland Center after a low of 26, it's 45 degrees.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A total of 168 concerned citizens attended the community forums Monday at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. The purpose of the forums were to inform residents about the Richland School District referendums, the future of Simon's Recreation Complex, the campus gym, and the collaboration group overview. Ron Fruit served as the moderator for the forums.
Let me welcome you with the hope that you leave here today better prepared to help share the news that you hear with the community and being better prepared to be an advocate for change and good things in Richland County. I think that this is a day when we really make communication a priority. And one of my favorite sayings is, the problem with communication is the illusion it's happened. And so today I think we want to erase that illusion that we truly do communicate. So we may not learn everything here today, but we find the basics and begin to be able to understand and build an opportunity to be able then to cooperate and collaborate and ultimately be able to challenge ourselves to conquer the circumstances that we face.
The forum panel consisted of six representatives, Corporation Counsel for Richland County and City Attorney Michael Windle, Mayor Todd Coppernall, Richland Center Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner, Richland School District Administrator Steve Board, Richland School President Aaron Unbehan, Simon's Recreation Director Tracy Gobin, and Simon's Recreation Complex Foundation member Al Linz. Mayor Todd Coppernall stated that what began as a meeting between himself, County Board Chair Marty Brewer, District Administrator Steve Board, and Richland School Board President Aaron Unbehan resulted in the collaboration to work together.
Conversation began that night and continued forward between the county and the schools, which led to the school district now owning East Hall, which of course had been part of our campus. And the school district now is using that as a charter school, which is helping them grow their enrollment, which brings significant increases in state aid, which helps all of our taxpayers. And that's the first thing that sort of just came out of the first conversation. But I said, let's keep doing this. Who's to say what we can come up with next? And we've been meeting consistently to talk about what the city's doing, what the school's doing, what the county's doing, just kind of an open conversation. Reminding ourselves we all represent the same taxpayers, let's be on the same page as often as possible. And the best news is everyone's been willing, everyone's been open. There hasn't been any breakdown in communication or any this is mine, that's yours. It's been how can we do this together? And one of the things that has stayed in the center of the conversation, which I'm sure we'll be discussing today, is Simon's, but it's not the only thing.
Steve Board said that we live in a wonderful community with people wanting to make things better.
We have a lot of really, really good people all trying to do a really good, positive thing. And each and every one of those arrows represents a person or a small group or an organization with a really good initiative in our community. But the problem is they're always pointing in different directions, and it doesn't seem like we've ever been able to get things aligned. And that's what's been exciting about working with this panel and this group of people, is that for the first time, it seems like we're solution-based and we're future-focused. And we're not pointing fingers and we're not trying to dwell on the past or figure out where the blame is going to be placed. But instead, this group of people has truly focused on what is best for our community moving forward, trying to find solutions to problems that we have. And when we can do this, and our community can start to get all of our initiatives pointing in the same direction, this is where we will make positive change in our community. When we can do this, this is what will bring families to our community. This is what will increase the number of youth that we have in our community. This will increase the local business owners. This will increase every organization that we have in our community and help grow and prosper. We are so close. We are on the edge and on the cusp of just having some great things in the school district, in our local community, in our county, that we have to start working together and we have to start looking towards the future.
Board went on to share the why, how, and what of the referendum questions the district will have on the spring ballot. He also explained how the future of the school district, Simons, and the campus all fit together.
55% of the people supported the Richland School District building a fitness center and a gymnasium. But the reality is the question that continues to arise, why would we spend the money and ask the taxpayers to spend the money to build a new gym and a fitness center when there is one less than 400 yards away from our high school?
He emphasized that the referendum for capital improvements has nothing to do with Simons.
No part of this referendum has anything to do with Simons. What we want to do in the future, and what I'm hoping that the fine folks that were on this panel continue to do in the future, is continue to have these discussions, continue to work together, continue to collaborate to help with the city and the county to find a viable option to make Simons and that gymnasium part of our community long term. If the school district can be a part of that solution, great. If there are other alternatives out there, that's fine as well.
Attorney Michael Wendell is serving as the representative for the county with the UW system.
What that means is I am that centralized point of communication, somewhat deliberately, because those negotiations are sensitive. They remain ongoing. And as such, I may not be able to present as much information as you may like to hear at this time. But rest assured that I've been charged by the county board to represent the community's best interests. I am doing my very best in pursuing that goal, and I look forward to serving you all and hopefully getting us in the best position possible for whatever use of the campus may come.
Some in the audience wanted to know why the UW-Platteville had so much to say about the campus currently when they don't seem interested in it. Wendell commented.
They're kind of in a tough position too, which is why I think that I'm negotiating mostly with the system representatives. In part, there was difficulty in communication between the county representatives and representatives from Platteville, which is one of the reasons that I requested my appointment as the negotiator. But what it boils down to is that when the UW two-year system schools were incorporated into the greater UW system and were assigned a four-year campus, Platteville happened to be ours. So regardless of whatever Platteville may have desired in regard to our campus, they were delegated that responsibility by the UW system. So the UW system, I don't want to said it's your problem now, but endowed upon them the authority to have administrative control over our campus. What it boils down to is that they have the say in what use is made of the building, because at this time, we are operating under the agreement that was signed between the parties, and that means that as a tenant, the UW system has say in what use is made of the buildings, regardless of whether we own it. So, like, if you rent in an apartment, you can have guests. You don't need to ask your landlord. It's kind of similar to that, except in reverse. The landlord doesn't have any say in what use can and cannot be made of their buildings.
The lease between Richland County and the UW system runs through 2042. The identity of the man who lost his life in a single vehicle crash Saturday night in Laval has been released. Terry L. Hooker, 56, of Ironton, was traveling on County Trunk F when he struck a bridge and the vehicle ended up partially immersed in water. Terry Hooker died at the scene from injuries sustained in the crash. In some communities, you can go vote today. In-person absentee voting starts today for places that have spring primaries. Not all cities and towns are included, and the best way to find out about electoral matters in your neighborhood is a website. MyVote.wi.gov can tell you about your specific ballot. A photo is required for any type of voting in the state. Republican state lawmakers are again seeking to define what witness address information must be included on an absentee ballot envelope in order for the vote to be counted in Wisconsin. A bill introduced this week is similar to one Governor Evers vetoed 2 years ago. It's scheduled to get a public hearing tomorrow. There's only about a month left for people facing foreclosure to get money from a state program. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will stop taking applications after March 8th. The program offers up to $40,000 to help eligible people who are behind on bills like mortgage payments and property taxes. Governor Tony Evers is celebrating an $8 million federal grant awarded to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to reconstruct a safety rest area near Sparta. The grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation will fund a project to significantly expand truck parking at a key facility serving traffic from Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago on I-90 westbound to La Crosse, Rochester, and beyond. Commercial truck parking demand significantly exceeds truck parking capacity across the country, resulting in drivers parking on highway ramps and shoulders. This project increases truck parking capacity from 16 to approximately 70 spots, adds a staging area for oversized, overweight vehicles, and leverages technology to communicate open truck parking spots to commercial drivers moving along I-90 through Sparta. The project will also reconstruct and modernize one of the state's oldest safety rest areas, which serves more than 410 vehicles each day. Deteriorated ramps and pavement will be fixed, ADA-compliant restrooms with adult changing tables will be constructed, and improved amenities will be available, including paved walking paths, updated lighting, and a pet walking area. It's currently a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO News Time is 12:20. It's currently 46 degrees in Richland Center. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed February 4th through 10th as Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin to recognize the state's increasing flood risk and the importance of having appropriate insurance coverage. Standard homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage, yet millions of Wisconsinites don't have flood insurance coverage. Flood insurance policies can protect individual families and business owners alike. Low-cost renters' flood insurance from the NFIP can start at just $100 per year. Flood insurance is available even for those who don't live in special flood hazard areas, also known as floodplains. On average, 40% of the NFIP flood insurance claims occur outside of these high-risk flood areas. Flood insurance policies will also pay a claim regardless of whether there is a presidentially declared disaster, unlike FEMA grants or other source of disaster recovery funding. Consumers in certain communities in Wisconsin may even get a special discount if their community participates in the community rating system. As of 2021, NFIP policyholders in CRS communities across the country saved an average of $162 per year on their flood insurance policy. The Office of the Commissioner of Insurance has a number of resources available to help consumers understand flood insurance at oci.wi.gov/flood. There is also information on mitigating flood risk at oci.wi.gov/disasters. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. You are urged to make a donation today as there is currently a blood shortage. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting this evening from 5 to 6 at the Richland Town Hall to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. The Vernon County Health Department will be offering wellness screenings to the public. The screening includes checking cholesterol and blood sugar levels, as well as assessment of blood pressure and discussion of risk factors for heart disease. The aim of these screenings is to promote heart health awareness and provide individuals with the opportunity to monitor their cholesterol levels affordably. High cholesterol is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes. Detecting cholesterol levels early on and managing them can greatly reduce the risk of developing these conditions. In addition to the cholesterol screenings, participants may receive informational materials on maintaining a heart-healthy diet and smoking cessation if needed. Vernon County Health Department will be offering screenings the second Thursday morning of the month from 7:30 to 10:30. A $10 donation is requested but not required. For more information regarding the wellness screening program, visit the Vernon County website, or for assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host an Impact Life Madison Blood Drive Thursday from 10 to 3 in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Madison at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Impact Life Madison is a supplier to the Richland Hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents about a potential increase in wildfires this spring. According to DNR officials, the warmer weather and lack of snow that has persisted throughout much of the northern regions of the state could lead to drier conditions heading into spring. While fire danger is still low or moderate throughout most of the state, a wildfire did start near Fairchild Saturday, Residents should practice fire safety, including getting burn permits and having tools and water available. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that wolves will remain on the federal endangered species list. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the federal wolf management plan will affect what tools they have at their disposal to manage the wolf population in the state, which has been a hotly debated topic. If Wisconsin residents have conflicts with wolves, they should contact the Department of Natural Resources, as it is still illegal to shoot a wolf unless there is an immediate safety threat. Police say a person of interest is in custody following the shooting deaths of a bartender and her husband inside a southern Wisconsin sports bar. The Elkhorn Police Department said Monday the person of interest was taken into custody on an unrelated matter. It provided no other information about that person. The shootings around 12:10 Thursday morning killed 37-year-old Gina Weingart and 33-year-old Emerson Weingart. Police say the Walworth County Sheriff's Office was called to the Sports Page Bar in Elkhorn after reports of shots fired there. Mississippi's state auditor is renewing his call for Brett Favre to repay the state for welfare money that the auditor says was improperly spent on projects backed by the retired NFL quarterback. Auditor Shad Weitz filed court papers Monday, demanding nearly $730,000 from Favre. It is the latest twist in a legal battle over money that was supposed to help some of the poorest people in the nation. Favre filed a defamation lawsuit against the auditor last year. The auditor says Favre improperly received more than $1 million in welfare money for speaking engagements, and Favre has repaid only part of that. Police in Oak Creek are looking for a suspect after a car was stolen with children inside. The incident happened late Sunday morning at an Oak Creek Quick Trip. Police say shortly after it was stolen, they found the vehicle abandoned along with two children inside. The children were unharmed. Police are seeking information on the person who stole the vehicle and fled the scene. One person is dead after a truck allegedly backed into them Friday afternoon in Monroe. Greene County authorities say the person reportedly struck by the vehicle was pinned under it and may not have been breathing. A preliminary investigation found that the truck was backing up when it struck the person, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation. The State Department of Justice is investigating the aftermath of a Friday night police pursuit. A release from the department says when a North Fond du Lac officer tried to pull a vehicle over, the driver of the vehicle sped off. After a tire deflation device enabled the vehicle to stop, the release says the driver called 911 and reported having a gun. As the driver got out of the vehicle and approached officers, one of the officers shot the driver, who died at the scene. Whether the driver had their gun in view of the officers is unclear. No officers were injured. The officer involved in the shooting was placed on administrative duty as the Justice Department's Division of Criminal Investigation looks into the incident. Three suspects are in custody and two are still on the loose after a break-in, car chase, and crash in Walworth County. Lake Geneva police say it started with a Saturday night home invasion in Elkhorn that led to a police pursuit and a vehicle crash in Lake Geneva. After the suspects ran from the car, crashed car, one was located by a drone while a second was tased and a third was apprehended by a canine officer who bit the suspect. Authorities are looking for two others. Police say the fleeing vehicle hit two other vehicles with minor injuries reported from those collisions. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Lindsay Swenson of Lone Rock on ticket number 978. It is a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's 46 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Jim McGlynn include his wife Lisa, 4 children, Stephen and Raylene McGlynn of New Lisbon, Patrick and Casey McGlynn of Westfield, Katie and Mike Meyer of Hill Point, and Robert McGlynn and Stacy Luxton of Lime Ridge. 6 grandchildren, 4 brothers, Tom and Winnie McGlynn, Jerry and Janet McGlynn, and Jay McGlynn, all of Casanova, and Pat and Monica McGlynn of Lime Ridge. Brother-in-law, Paul Henry of Richland Center, and sisters-in-law, Charlene McGlynn and Sue McGlynn. James Patrick, Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Survivors of Dawn Stevenson include her husband Michael, 2 daughters, Desiree Whalen of Prairie du Chien and Cassara Stevenson of Eastman, 10 grandchildren, her siblings Charles and Tammy Goff, Mark and Terry Goff, James Goff, John Malachy, Christy Lofria, and George Rents, and Darcy and Terry Hicks. Also special friends, Mark and Deb Fortner. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope Conkle is survived by her siblings, Wayne Pope of Georgia and Barbara Harrison of Virginia, in-laws Sherry Green and Gary Conkle, both of Jefferson, nieces, nephews, other relatives, friends, and caregivers. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, February 13th at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church next Tuesday, February 13th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Finer is survived by 6 children, John and Marla Finer, Victoria and Kenneth Horn, Doug Finer and Jane Schwartz, Judy Finer, Georgia Reynolds, and Mary Jo Abel. 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing a nice strip of sunshine yet here in southwest through central Wisconsin. Meanwhile, some heavy fog being noted across much of Illinois and southeast and east Wisconsin over into lower Michigan. And then some clouds building into the west of us as a low-pressure system coming out of the western part of the country slides eastward. That system will pump in south winds the next couple of days and keep our temperatures running well above normal, in fact up around record territory the next several days, both at night and during the day. Now, the dry spell will come to an end eventually as that low pressure draws up through Minnesota. Thursday should bring some scattered showers to our region by midday on Thursday, lasting into Thursday night. Nothing too terribly heavy, but a few tenths of an inch can't be ruled out. And then just some spotty leftover sprinkles and drizzle on Friday. Maybe a few flakes of snow later in the day as cooler air rushes into Wisconsin. That cooler weather will stick around then well into next week, but temperatures will still be several degrees above normal. So the rest of today, look for partly cloudy skies developing with mild conditions as temperatures top out around 50. South wind at 4 to 8. Partly cloudy tonight, low 31. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, staying warm with a high near 52. Wind southeast at 8 to 14. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low 39 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers likely, especially by afternoon. Again, highs in the mid-50s. South to southeast wind up to 20. As we head into Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 39, high in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler. low 28 with highs in the mid-30s. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, low 24 with a high of 32. And Monday, partly sunny, low 24 with highs in the mid-30s. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 52, our low this morning was 26. Our high so far today, our current temperature, 47. The record high for this date was set in 1882 at 54 degrees. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 43 with a low of 11. Sunset today will be at 5:20, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:11. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southerly winds. The barometer is down to 30.14 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Secretary of Agriculture on the concept of food as medicine, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was part of a panel discussion at last week's Health and Human Services Food as Medicine Summit.
My point of view is, I think, somewhat couched by the fact that I lost my parents at a very early age from disease, which no doubt probably was indeed related to environmental and food issues. So there's a personal reason for being engaged in this. I think there's also a recognition that as we learn more about the science behind food and its capacity to, in fact, be medicine, we can indeed reduce the risk of chronic disease in this country, which obviously will have an impact on the individuals who will live healthier lives.
Vilsack says the idea of food as medicine can benefit farmers, giving them more diversity in the ways they produce foods and market them.
It will also have an impact on our capacity to fund other aspects of our economy. We spend a great deal of government funding and, frankly, of our own individual finances on healthcare and healthcare insurance. To the extent that we can be a better consumer, if you will, reducing the risk of chronic disease, we can also, I think, free up resources that can then go into building a healthier and stronger country and world.
There's a link to video recordings from the HHS Food as Medicine Summit on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insurer must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Acre Changes. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. And to learn more about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org. A market advisor says some U.S. farmers are considering planting changes. Mike North from Ever.ag says old crop supplies will influence possible changes.
Corn stalks are very heavy. Bean stalks are relatively light, which keeps a little bit of value in corn relative to soybeans because beans are going to have to fight to get acres.
North says so far it appears the battle for acres depends on where you are.
Eastern Corn Belt seems to be looking at more bean acres this year, whereas Western Corn Belt and some of the places in between maybe are leaning towards a more neutral rotation, not swinging one way or the other, just going with what they did last year.
Farmers are preparing for the March 15th crop insurance deadline. Compeer Financial Crop Insurance Officer Dan Kendall says projected new crop prices will be considerably lower compared to a year ago.
Last year for corn we had 591. This year we're going to probably be in that hopefully 480 range. So less coverage, less dollars out there.
He tells Brownfield producers might be encouraged by lower premiums.
But it's still really important because we're still out there trying to protect our break-evens, protect our costs of production that we're planting in the ground.
The availability of biodiesel is a focus of this year's Clean Fuels Conference. Brownfield's Brent Barnett is there.
Hannah Campbell, demand specialist with the Michigan Soybean Committee, says biodiesel is growing in popularity in her state. But
unfortunately, we're just kind of waiting for that supply to catch up, right? We are working at our biodiesel producers in the state and consumers to make sure when it's being demanded that we can fill that demand.
She tells Brownfield more and more farmers have been utilizing higher blends of biodiesel and renewable diesel.
We're doing fuel testing, making sure that their fuel tanks don't have water in it before they fuel up with a biodiesel blend, educating them on what does a blend look like in the winter versus the summer, when's it appropriate to use certain blends.
From Fort Worth, Texas, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
And a market specialist says paying attention to small details can help producers make important decisions for the upcoming growing season. Galen Beer with AgroLiquid says the first step is to review results from recent soil testing to determine fertilizer needs.
We want you to see that inventory, and that kind of helps you know where you're not going to have to spend money, and then we can focus on the areas that we probably do need to spend some money.
He also suggests seeking help from a trusted crop nutrition expert to establish yield goals. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic, good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan? It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compeer Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craft Made and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A sluggish start for both direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Deal Livestock Market Report. It's another slow start for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Show lists appear to be larger across all major feeding areas this week, and significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until the latter half of the week. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 224 at $295.72. Select is 43 cents higher at $284.20. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, there was a record offering of 15,578 head. Feeder steers were steady to $4 lower, while feeder heifers were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand both in person and online. Receipts were up on the week and the year. Feeder supply included 57% steers and 65% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 602 to 649 pounds, brought $264 to $295. Feeder steers, 751 to 797 pounds, brought $230 to $249. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 692 pounds, brought $228 to $258. And feeder heifer, 702 to 748 pounds, brought $218 to $244. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has had a sluggish start again following the lackluster Monday. Supplies of market-ready hogs remain ample, giving processors the ability to do business as they please. Demand is crucial to the market, and that's remained relatively strong globally, but continues to struggle some domestically. Slaughter pace has picked up, and if that continues, it could push prices higher as processors will be forced to bid up to move needed numbers. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $23 to $35. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $24 to $34. Boars ranged from $10 to $20 and $5 to $10. Pork values were lower at midday, down 96 cents at $86.64. Bellies were sharply lower. Hams and butts were lower. Picnics, loins, and ribs were higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Soybean and corn futures are mixed. Cattle are higher, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly firm. Near-term conditions in Argentina are hot and dry with a lot of uncertainties about the forecasted late-week rain. Brazil's harvest is moving forward with lower crop estimates likely on Thursday from USDA and CONAB. March beans are up 2.5 at $11.98¾. A lot of flirting with that $12 mark today. A little bit above, a little bit below. March beans are 3.5 higher at $12.08¼. March bean meal's down $1.90 at $3.59.20. March bean oil's up 51 points at $45.84. Corn's mixed, mostly weak, watching development weather in Argentina, along with second crop planting in Brazil. Stateside, the trade's monitoring demand and conditions ahead of spring planting. March is down 3.5 at 439 and a quarter, and May is 2 lower at 451 and a quarter. And wheat's mixed, mostly modestly higher. It is oversold and the dollar's down, but any significant upside will be limited by slow export demand. Most forecasts have more rain in key U.S. winter wheat growing areas starting later this week. March Chicago's up 5.75 at 596. March Kansas City's 5.25 higher at 619 and a quarter. March Minneapolis is up 3 at 694. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher. Optimistic about this week's direct business, with box beef higher at midday. Early asking prices are at 181, the 182 on the live basis. April live's up 352 at 185.87. June's 257 higher at 183.05. March feeders are up 377 at 246.52. And hogs are down, pressured by the lower midday pork and contracts premium to the cash index. April's down 77 at 81.42, and June leans 82 lower at 95.22. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from TIBSAC Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last Wednesday, we had a bigger crowd and more hay coming in. Large squares topped at $265 a ton and large rounds topped at $230 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, Potosi Brewery items, machinery, and much more. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020. We have buyers waiting for their dream property. Or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Consumers continue to choose beef, even at higher prices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Tight beef supplies and high demand are a recipe for higher beef prices. With inflation and budgets that aren't particularly favorable to expensive products, it could be a recipe for disaster for the beef sector. But Dave Weber, a senior research analyst with Terrain, says the data shows that's simply not the case.
I don't know what they're spending less on, but they're not spending less on beef, and especially premium beef products. I think we can use maybe an example out of the pork business when we look at the struggles that pork loins have had over the last 12, 24 months. I mean, it is loin quality today is the focus of the entire pork system. It's a tough time for them to be doing it with the margin losses that are going on. But the work the beef industry started 25 years ago in the mid-90s is what got us to where we're at today in terms of quality. We think about the beef quality audit, there's a new one out, but it continues to show improvement of beef eating experiences amongst consumers. And obviously they're willing to pay for that. And I think beef's gonna be one of those things that's probably the last thing that gets kicked out of the grocery cart. Maybe we trade down out of, when you look at a per pound basis, potato chips cost more than prime steaks.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender? It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial, because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
WIAA postseason wrestling action gets underway Saturday with Super Regionals across the state. Join us for coverage from the Mineral Point Division III Super Regional, featuring Boscobel-Waseca Steuben, DeSoto, Fenimore, Iowa Grand Highland, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, Lancaster, Mineral Point, North Crawford, Seneca, Parkview Albany, Pecatonica Argyle, River Ridge, and Riverdale. And also coverage of the Super Regional hosted by the Hornets at Richland Center. Teams will include Adams Friendship, Arcadia, Berlin, Black River Falls, GET, Melrose Mindoro, Mauston Nisida, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards, Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, River Valley, Viroqua, Wautoma Wild Rose, and Wisconsin Dells. Hi everyone, I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Wormand, Henry Bray, and me for high school wrestling Super Regional action Saturday morning, getting underway at 10 on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com,